Page 89. Unit 11. Culture. Listening extra. A destination wedding. B. Listen to the conversation. Was your answer in exercise A correct? Then check the topics Diana and her friend Atsuko discuss.
Hi, Atsuko. How are you? It's so good to see you. I haven't seen you in ages.
I know. I've been out of town. But thanks for calling. It was perfect timing.
Yeah, no. I'd been meaning to call you. So, were you away on business?
Actually, no. I just got back from Hawaii, where my friend got married. I was one of the bridesmaids. We're old college roommates, so... Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, nice. So, does your friend live in Hawaii?
Actually, no. She's from Tokyo. I guess they just decided to get married there. Destination weddings seem to be pretty popular these days.
Yeah, no. My cousin and her fiancé went to the Caribbean to get married. They just wanted to go to an island where they could get married quietly, without all the usual fuss. They didn't want a big religious wedding or anything. So they just had a reception on the beach where they got married. And, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, well, we had a lot of fun. It was kind of like going on vacation. And we got to see all our old friends and hang out for a few days. It was perfect.
So they didn't have a traditional Japanese-style wedding?
No, they had a Western-style wedding. You know, the bride wore a white wedding dress and all that. Though, they got married in a hotel. It was beautiful, though. And there was this really sweet moment when we all cried. Her dad hasn't been very well, and he's in a wheelchair at the moment. And anyway, she pushed him down the aisle. It was so touching.
That is nice. I always cry when the couple says their vows. I think that's the nicest part of any wedding.
Yeah, no, and the reception was really nice too. So yeah, it was a great trip. The only thing is, of course, that it was a bit expensive to go out there, and the hotel was a little pricey.
Oh, I know. That's why I didn't go to my cousin's wedding. It was too expensive. So we just bought a nice gift for them. It's kind of hard choosing wedding gifts, though, don't you think? I never know what to buy.
You know, I didn't even give a gift to my friend. I mean, after paying for the flights and everything. But she was okay with that. I guess that's the main problem with having your wedding overseas like that. I mean, expecting people to pay for the trip.
Yeah, no. You can't expect everyone to pay for a trip and then send you an expensive gift as well.